It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we explore the latest plans in the current overhaul of Milwaukee County's mental health services.
But first, Jennifer Morales was the first Latina member of the Milwaukee School Board and spent 2 decades living in that city. Her collection of intertwined short stories called Meet Me Halfway, Milwaukee Stories, highlights the divisions between people, but also the things that they have in common. Jennifer, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, your stories are told from different characters' perspectives, and they span different periods of time, but they all have one tragic event as a common element. Tell us about Jonquel Braxton.
Jonquel is a high-achieving African-American high school senior who is attending Whitefish Bay High School through the Voluntary Integration Program, and he's a Milwaukee resident. He helps out an elderly white neighbor in his Sherman Park neighborhood and has an accident while helping her and is sent to the hospital. And through that experience, the family members, the neighbors, begin to start challenging themselves to cross boundaries of race and social class and sexual orientation and age and really start making connections.
And your book of short stories is about that. It's about all of those boundaries and how people can cross them, sexual orientation, race, age, gender, all of those things. Why did you want to tie those into what you saw in the city of Milwaukee?
Well, I'm originally from the Chicago area, and I come from a multiracial family and a multiracial group of friends. And when I came to Milwaukee in 1991, I was just really shocked at how divided the city felt. And I knew frequently if somebody told me their address, I could tell you what race they were. There was definitely a political divide between the older generations and the newer generations. And so I felt all these divisions as a resident of Milwaukee, as a person who was trying to represent the needs of kids in Milwaukee through the school board work. And it really compelled me all these years to try to tease out why is Milwaukee this way? Why don't people cross those lines? And so this is my imaginative attempt to bridge those gaps.
And the woman who lives next door to Jonquel, her name is Mrs. Zernicki, and she has some ideas about the Braxton family. They're African-American, but she does find she becomes almost a family member and that she becomes more involved with their lives. And as she does so, that the realities are a lot more complex than she first thinks that they are. In a city as segregated as Milwaukee is, are those intercultural connections today, do you think, harder to come by?
I don't think they're harder to come by, especially starting in the past year. I think that there's a lot more dialogue happening. There's always been people in the city of Milwaukee who have worked to cross boundaries, but I think with the unfortunate events and the prominence of them between African-American teens, for the most part, and the police, this racial dialogue that's starting in the United States opens up the door for Milwaukee to start addressing some of those issues more deeply and really on an interpersonal and institutional level.
So you say you've seen that happening in the last year. Can you give me an example of the conversations you've seen starting that maybe wouldn't have happened a couple years ago?
Well, I think about Greater Together, which was an initiative from essentially a graphic design marketing firm leader who said, my employees live in very specific parts of the city. What would our city look like if they felt comfortable living in any part of the city, if every part of the city was as good as the ones that my employees choose to live in? And he sparked this conversation where there was a competition to provide some ideas for ways to bridge the gaps. I don't remember how many they got, but they got over 100 applications of people who had great ideas about how to integrate different groups, how to overcome some of those barriers. And so they're actually putting money and corporate power behind this conversation, which I think is an interesting turn of events. But there's plenty of other groups who have been working on it as well, such as the Interfaith Conference and the ACLU and other organizations.
We're talking right now with Jennifer Morales, the first Latina member of the Milwaukee School Board, talking about her new book of short stories called Meet Me Halfway. Milwaukee stories. And Jennifer, you write in your introduction that a lot of publishers shied away from stories that were about race. Why do you think people are afraid to talk about it, and is that changing?
Well, because the United States was, a lot of United States wealth, I should say, was founded on the slavery system. I think that there is a certain gut sense among many people that to start talking about racial imbalance, racial inequality, racism will produce a conversation that means institutions have to change, that systems of privilege have to change. And those are scary things for people because they don't know what that would look like. So when I talk to, for example, white people who are hesitant to talk about racism, I like to encourage them to think, what kind of relief would you feel if you didn't have to be part of upholding those systems anymore? So, you know, my book, I feel, is a kind of invitation for whoever you are, black, white, gay, straight, old, Latino, young, whoever you might be, suburban, rural, urban, to start talking about that through the avenue of fiction, because in some ways it helps lower some of those defenses.
And Jennifer, as we wrap up, you care a lot about youth. You've been a community activist and a volunteer working with young people. What do you want people to get, young people, about what they need to thrive, and what? How do they inform your book?
Well, obviously, education is really important. I really feel we need to invest in schools. We need to invest in children's opportunities of all sorts. But I also think a very basic step is for people in Milwaukee to challenge themselves, especially older white people, and I'm going to put that out there, to challenge themselves to see children of color, youth of color, as people who have fears and interests and desires and ambitions and talents. And this is very basic, but it's so essential that we really start seeing each other, and especially the kids, as people.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jennifer Morales was with us there. She lived for more than 20 years in Milwaukee, where she raised children and served on the Milwaukee Board of School Directors, the first Latino elected there. She now lives in Viroqua, Wisconsin, where she's a member of the Council for Wisconsin Writers and the Driftless Writing Center.